7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. What's new at DougSteffen.com? In the focus here, in a matter of moments, we're going to visit Table Talk, Table Talk, Table Talk Pies. How many people remember Table Talk Pies?
I remember Chicken Pot
Pie. No idea what that is.
Table Talk, Table Talk, Table Talk Pies.
You know.
That's Chicken Pot Pies.
You're doing Chicken Pot.
Table Talk, Table Talk Pies. I have the right, as the host of this program, to have poetic license with anything I desire. So it may have been Chicken Pot Pie, or whatever it was, but I've decided I like Table Talk.
Chicken Pot Pie.
Later in this hour, we're going to present to you, in its entirety, a 12-minute interview with Paula Broadwell by talk host Bob Rivers. The reason we're going to play this for you in its entirety, you can listen to it also as well in the archival section at DougSteffen.com. The nuance that comes from the questions and the answers that she gives are very, very interesting. It's a great conversation. I've listened to it, and I want you to listen to it, because it now you have the benefit of hindsight, in a sense. The interview was done earlier this year on this fellow's radio station out in Seattle, his radio program. And so as she responds, you put it into today's perspective, and it's really pretty juicy.
Actually. You're like, wow.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so we have that for you in its entirety later on in this hour of the Good Day program. Meanwhile, Roberta and Jennifer and Richie and I want to pay tribute to a million-dollar moment.
Oh, yeah?
Amanda Bates and her mother.
Okay.
Coming out of their kitchens and, in fact, creating a business of baking pies. Tiny little eensy teensy. That's why I did the Table Talk Pie thing. Tiny pies that you can hold in your hand or eat off of a stick. Mm. The kind of pies that a young fellow like Amanda's son, Andrew, could take to school with him without worrying what kind of fruit-filled slice might have drained out. You put a piece of pie in somebody's lunchbox, and the pie filling is all over the place by the time you eat it, right?
Sure.
Doesn't McDonald's have those little hand pies?
Well, but not this kind of hand
pie. Yeah, like the little apple pies.
Right, yeah, you can tell the difference. So, this fellow wanted to take something to school, and Mom didn't want to make a mess, so she made him a little teensy pie that he could eat in his hand, and now...
Uh-oh.
What? What's so funny?
This is so funny. You just made him a teensy pie.
A little pie.
Right, exactly. So now the family has moved into using what they learned from their mother and now has created a business. And I think this is the kind of stuff that I love to highlight. This is a decades-old family.
No, the school told him he couldn't eat the pies because they broke some kind of rule coming here?
No, that's another story.
Oh, I was totally expecting the school not letting him eat the pie or sell the pie or something like that.
No. That was, it seems to me, that was a story from earlier in the week.
Okay, no, it's a good story.
If I remember. Yeah, no, it is a good story. No, that's not the same story, though, Richie. Now you've distracted me.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
I just thought this was going in a totally different direction, and I'm surprised and happy to hear that it's a nice story.
Almost overnight, their business has exploded. You go to tinypies.com. Check this out. They'd be a good advertiser, actually. Yeah.
Otherwise known as empanadas.
I don't know what an empanada is.
That's empanada is a tiny meat pie that's in South America.
You know. Yeah, well, why don't you go to tinypies.com if you want to order or see what they have. They ship hundreds, thousands of pies all over the country. This is a lesson for Chef Louis, who made me a pie and sent it to me, and it was a mess when it got here. Loved his effort to do it, but, you know, you put it in the United States Parcel Service and... Now, what you get is mush.
Oh, how beef. Cool. They Isn't come in like cool? little teeny mason jars.
Yeah. It's a very nice. I love to highlight things like this. Tiny Pies, the name of their company. The idea from
it's
Amanda's.
It's like half a mason jar.
Yeah. Huh?
With a pie in it.
Right. So the mother had the idea from the son. Because she didn't want to send slices, and he didn't want slices because it messed up his lunchbox. So that's why they made these, and now it's become a great
cool.
Little
they
story.
Look kind of like cupcakes.
Isn't that cool? Yeah, right.
But
individual
they're pies.
Size, about the size of a cupcake.
They do weddings.
Yeah.
You can order them for your weddings.
Yeah. Yeah. A deliciously successful business from a small, tiny idea.
You know, this makes so much sense because the cupcake craze is everywhere.
Oh,
and cupcake shops are doing very well.
Yeah.
They even have their own TV shows. So why not Little Pies?
You know, you were right about
that.
You were right about the... there was something that... And I have in the back of my mind, but I can't now reference it.
I saw this story going to where the kid tries to take the pies to school to sell them, and they tell him he can't or something like that.
Right, yeah. Something. Well, but there was something like that that happened either this week or last week, and I don't think we talked about it on the air.
It happens all the time. Next week there'll be another one.
Yeah, the same crazy stuff. So if you want to think well about the opportunities that families have to start little businesses, think of your idea. What ideas do you have that are unique? Yes, you do. You have ideas that are unique. You have to, because you're a living, breathing human being. You've thought of some things, and you know you have. You've come up with ideas. Roberta has ideas all the time. Jennifer has them. Richie has them. I have them. Little things you could turn into a decent, big business. And, you know, all of the stuff about the Obama administration helping small business. I don't want to get into that. But I will tell you, there's a wonderful section at DougStephan.com, if I do say so myself, about crowdfunding. This is part of
crowdfunding's
a new generation of entrepreneurs and inventors and investors. And if you haven't checked it out, you don't know anything about it, go to the crowdfunder section. It's right above Chef Louis's recipe thing on DougStephan.com. All right? Does that help you out a little bit?
Thank you.
Every day, we talk about health, feeling good, what a top priority it is. But looking healthy is just as important. There is nothing that makes you look more unhealthy and older than yellow, stained teeth. I, however, as your friend and host, Doug Stephan, am going to tell you how to get rid of those ugly teeth. It's not by going to the dentist and having them extracted. You could do that, but a lot easier to use power swabs, don't you think? I use them, and you can use them, and you'll find it's the only patented product that uses naturally derived tooth. It's kind of like a juice. Put it on the end of the swab you put in your mouth. It's really very cool. It's a vegetarian mixture. I don't know how else to describe it. That's really what it is. It's not bleach. The bleach in the strips and the trays. No, you don't want to do that. All you have to do is swab your teeth for 2 minutes, and your teeth, you may have one tooth or a number of tooths that are called teeth. And your teeth will be... Now I'm going to lose it. Isn't that what cows have? What?
The teeth. Not...
They have teeth.
Yes.
Roberta.
Is that what you just said?
No. I said teeth. T-E-E-T-H versus T-E-A-T-S.
I got confused.
I know you did. All right. So, and you can't put power swabs on a cow's teeth and expect it to look whiter. But you can't put it on...
I could just visualize that.
Going down the drain fast now, folks. You better get this while I'm still focused on it. Power
look at you weird.
Swabs. Risk-free supply. Whiten your teeth. It works, you keep it. Doesn't work, you send it back, get your money back. 800-867-4089. 800-867-4089. Clinically proven to make your smile whiter. In 5 minutes, call now. Get 40% off when you mention Doug Stephan. 40% off a 1 month supply. 800-867-4089. The Power Swab way to whitening your teeth. 800-867-4089.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com. Staples. That was easy.
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotic survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-day challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-day challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
This is Twinkie the Kid. Ever wonder how they get that creamy filling into the middle of a Twinkie's cake? Well, these kids have some pretty good ideas.
First, they put down the creamy filling, then they bake the cake all around.
See, they got this big tube full of stuff, and they just squish it in.
It's just born there.
Hostess Twinkies cakes, fruit pies, and cupcakes. Yahoo! The fresh snacks with a snack in the middle.
All right, so that's the last time. Well, that hasn't been played for a long time, but Hostess Brands, maker of Twinkies and Ding Dongs and all that other stuff that really is bad for you, but they've made a business out of it, has declared bankruptcy and is now going to shut down the entire company. Another example, sadly, of the union movement ruining, you can say the union is going to say, well, the management of the company ruined right. the business. You know what? If you say that, you're really not very bright. Because if you're really invested in all those jobs, thousands of jobs, plants all over the country, if you really care about your workers, you don't dig in your heels and say, we're not going to do that. Because 9 times out of 10, it ends just like this.
What are you going to do for a job
done.
Now?
So now what
You've
are all you people...
negotiated yourself out yep. of a job.
Who have had good supposedly job. Good jobs. You're going to work for minimum wage, doing lawns or whatever the heck it is that you do, because you're arrogant and not very bright.
You just stepped in the creamy filling, buddy.
Yeah, yeah that's exactly what you did.
Yep.
So they're going to close the business. They'll sell the assets. Somebody will buy the name. Who knows where they'll be located. They'll make Hostess Twinkies in China or someplace, and it's because you guys in the union movement don't have a clue about the reality of 2012.
Not like the old days, man.
Man, I'll tell you, these
you
people
be careful.
Are not very bright. It's just really a shame to lose a company like that over union rules or something. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Cleanup.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Facility safety.
I love it. So we have some audio from last night's X Factor on television, Jennifer. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden on Good Day with me. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Taylor Swift performing her new song called State of Grace. Jennifer, what do you know about
she
that?
She has so many new songs. I mean, she just released this album, and she had We're Never, Ever, Ever Getting Back Together, and then she had this other one about this Start Again, and now she's got this one. She releases them, like, every week.
She's a machine,
she's
man.
She is.
She has a lot of excess. So is she writing a song about young Kennedy that she is no longer with? He was 18, she's 21.
Right? That was about Start Again, that he was already in that one.
Really?
Pretty much, if you date Taylor Swift, you know there's a song going to come out about you.
Right.
Good or bad.
And you know who cried about it is Jake Gyllenhaal, because he's in We're Never, Ever, Ever Getting Back Together. And that's about him. And I guess he was kind of upset about it, the fact that she wrote a song. And then also John Mayer, we know, was really upset and hurt by the fact she wrote a song about him.
Why? Because he's
how many guys? She's 21. How many guys did she go out with?
She dates around.
All right, here's Paige Thomas, one of those who had to be chosen to save or not last night on The X Factor. Anybody watch this?
I did not.
Listen to Taylor Swift, who's a seasoned, accomplished singer and musician, versus this young woman who's a contestant and a wannabe. And all these silly screaming kids. What are they screaming for? This is her save song called Paradise. What's the attraction here? Anybody get?
Nothing for me.
All right, let's get Janelle Garcia sang The Reason to save her position. So we make this as painless as possible. The judges chose to send her home.
This one?
Yep.
Oh, goodness.
The other one.
Yeah, I like her better than the other
one. Yeah, the first one was off key.
Yeah, awful. The People's Choice Awards have been announced, Jennifer.
Yes.
And these are for, when is this broadcast? It's January 9th on CBS. So do you want to go through the people, some familiar names here? People's Choice Awards is about music, movies, television, pretty much the whole gamut, right?
Yes, it's everything. Anything, and everybody gets to vote. So there's no...
Everybody, like you and me, we can call a number and vote for...
Right,
whomever.
Go online, call a number,
So that reason that they've been nominated, who nominates them? Where do these nominations come from?
I don't know where the nominations come from. They must put them together, I think, and then people can vote.
They, what, producers of a television show?
Correct.
Who
producers
would come up
of
with
the People's... Probably the People's Choice Committee.
Ah, okay. That's very good. That's very...
I would imagine. I don't know. I'm no expert, but, you know.
All right, so who's in this group?
I actually don't have the awards, the nominees in front of me.
Really?
I don't. Oh, strange, I have a little thing, strange, but you do, I'm sure.
Strangely enough, I do.
I know. I knew you would. I'm
let's
ready.
Let's see here. Maroon 5, Adam Levine leading the pack. 6 nominations.
I'm getting a little tired of him.
Are you?
No. Come on. I'm never tired of Adam.
All right, okay, People's Sexiest Man Alive, Channing Tatum.
Mm-hmm.
4 categories he's nominated in. Favorite male actor, favorite comedic actor, favorite dramatic actor, and favorite on-screen chemistry. See here. Emma Stone and Jennifer Lawrence are the 2 top female nominees in 3 categories. Favorite movie
that.
Actress,
Hunger
favorite
Games.
Face of
sure.
heroism, favorite on-screen chemistry. Why are you breathing so heavily, Roberta?
I'm not breathing heavily.
Somebody's excited.
Breathing.
Yeah. I think maybe.
It's you.
Let's see. It was the host is going to be Kaylee.
Kaylee Cuoco.
What's his
deal? She's on the Big. She's on the Big Bang Theory.
It's a woman, even. I don't even know.
Yes.
What
is deal?
Like
well, that show everybody
she
talks
used
about.
She played John Ritter's daughter on his show.
Right.
Yeah.
Reasons not to date my teenage daughter.
Exactly. She was the teenage daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So I have to work on being more relevant. Meanwhile, speaking of relevance,
good luck with it.
The interview with Paula Broadwell, done by Bob Rivers, coming up next on Good Day.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
Alrighty, emergency vitamin drink mix radio take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
Doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, oh, right. Okay,
is it take another one?
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
Want to really clean up for the holidays? Deck out your halls for less at Lumber Liquidators Flooring Sale. Our thickest laminates are up to 33% off. Plus, save up to 10% on all hand-scraped engineered hardwood and up to 10% on all hand-scraped bamboo. Better yet, get special extended financing, plus big savings on flooring tools and professional installation. Hurry, our flooring sale is going on now. So visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to Geico, now that couldn't be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
Geico, 15.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
fresh.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alii-C. Why Alii-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alii-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alii-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alii-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alii-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alii-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alii-C. For more information and to order Alii-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alii-C today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So we are at the halfway mark in this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. You can enjoy Roberta and Jennifer and Richie every day at this time on your station. You can download us. Go to DougSteffen.com. We have all these apps that you can get. TuneIn Radio. The Doug Channel. Has the 24-hour Doug Channel been established yet, Richie?
I'm sorry, what's that, Doug?
24-hour Doug Channel on TuneIn Radio. Is that
on
a reality?
TuneIn Radio. Well, you can get us 24 hours a day on TuneIn Radio. The show does not stream 24 hours
no,
a day.
No, but there's
TuneIn
a
Radio
Doug
yet.
Steffen, there's like a, what do we call it? Not an app. There's a channel that's devoted to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It was supposed to be set up. I'm not sure whether it has
right,
been.
Right, I'm still working on that. It's not ready yet.
Okay, all right. Well, the reason I call your attention to all this is because it's part of technology. One of the great things about the technological era that we live in is that we can have access to all kinds of things. Video, audio, pictures, thoughts. The things that sort of make our life exciting. And one of the things that I find in our business is there's so much material. We have as part of our 25th anniversary, we're celebrating the 25th year of the Good Day program this year, and we have a lot of audio from past interviews and performances. By the way, Greg Grunberg, the actor, will be the co-host on the program next Monday. I thought it was Wednesday, but it's next Monday. He's a very good guy. We'll have a lot of fun with him. And we'll talk maybe about this, because he likes to talk about the thing. He sees himself as doing a talk show at some point in time, I think, Richie. I think he'd like to do that.
No, cool. He'd be good at it.
One of the guys in our business that I have a lot of respect for is Bob Rivers. He's very clever, has been a Seattle host for a long time, 20-some-odd years, does great parodies, but also is pretty good at interviewing people. And it happened that he was able to interview Paula Broadwell earlier this year. So he has made the interview available, and I decided there was a lot of information you could glean, but you got to listen carefully for the next 12 minutes to this and see or sense, feel, if you will, whether you get something from her that you wouldn't have gotten if you didn't know then what you know now. Does that make sense? Paula Broadwell talking
right.
to somebody without us suspecting that there's a little hoo-hoo and ha-ha going on between her and Petraeus. All right? So here's Bob Rivers and his co-host Spike O'Neill talking to Paula Broadwell, who at the time had just released the biography she'd written on General Petraeus.
Few have seen the war in Afghanistan from the vantage point that Paula Broadwell has. For much of 2010 and 2011, she was embedded with the man at the very top, in charge of running the war, General David Petraeus. The book that resulted from her time spent with Petraeus on the battlefield as well as on Capitol Hill and in the White House is entitled All In, The Education of General David Petraeus. Paula Broadwell, welcome to Seattle and the Bob Rivers Show. How are you?
Thanks for having me here. I'm great.
It is my pleasure. I did see you on Jon Stewart.
Well, we can't do a push-up contest on the air.
No, that's okay.
Wouldn't have the same effect.
My first thought, by the way, even long before that, was like, she could kick the out of me.
And then hide
yourself. So this is going to be a good interview, right?
I hope so. Yeah, I'll behave.
Well, you have no idea how much Pedro was pushing for an arm wrestling competition.
That's ridiculous.
I know.
Arm wrestle Jody at the end of the interview. Let's talk first. All right.
So, no point in breaking Jody's arm off.
My first question when I saw you was, okay, why would General Petraeus let a reporter really be embedded and really tell his story? But you're not a reporter so much as you are a fellow West Point grad, and you're a comrade in a sense.
I think that was a big part of the reason we had such rapport. I had gone to West Point. We shared this love of running and fitness, and I had spent the 2 years prior to his trip to Afghanistan following him and working with him on my dissertation. So my dissertation was a case study in how an individual in the military, a maverick, can galvanize institutional change, and I had been working with him and his family and research.
How he can lead, basically.
How he can lead change, exactly. And really, the book is more than just a biography of Petraeus. It's a portrait of strategic leadership for anyone who wants to take their organization to the next level.
That's me.
All right. Well, have you read it?
Yeah. Not yet. No, I'm not going to lie to you. You can tell you'll beat the crap out of me.
Well, this is your book, dude. This is your book.
All right. So, and I love this kind of stuff, and I can see that in you. Now, you also, if I got the sense of this right, but you didn't come out and say it, but you tricked him because it was obvious to do the dissertation, and it's like, okay, we'll do a dissertation is like a speech, right?
A dissertation is a 400-page theoretically oriented, pedantic sort of product. Right?
Like a speech.
It's like, yeah. And then at one point you went, I might make a book. And
he didn't. He said he didn't get that email. Truly, I showed up in Afghanistan. I told him I'm turning this dissertation into a book. He'd been very supportive, but he works with a lot of young students and older students, graduate students, and so forth. So he didn't quite realize, partly because he's running a war, that I was pretty serious about turning it into a book. But when I got to Afghanistan, and I sent him an email from the border of Pakistan, which showed my strange sense of adventure, I sent him a note and said, I'm having a great time. We just got shot at. This is awesome. And I say that from a point of view of I'm really experiencing war, like the troopers, and now I can write about it in a way that's more credible and compelling and so forth. And he said to his staff, I think we need to take her seriously. She's sharing hardship and risk with our troopers. And so that took me to another level.
We'll get to being shot at in a second. But first, if he had pictured the book in all its glory on the New York Times bestseller list, do you think you would have got as much access, or do you think that it would have been exactly the same?
Well, I think he's surprised to see it hit the
Okay, good.
Those, and,
that's great.
And part of it's, you know, the subject. He's an American hero, and he appeals to the left and the right. Yeah. But the other part of it, I think, is that an insider wrote it, and so I have this unique perspective, and he's happy as a semi-mentor of mine to, you know, he's excited that I've
achieved this result. You guys are clearly come off as partners. Now, here, there's a bunch of things I'm curious about him. One is I'm always fascinated by guys who serve our country through various administrations. In other words, you get the sense that although politics is always a wah, wah, wah on the cable TV, that that there's a continuity, and that if Obama recognizes his leadership as Bush did, that to me that says credibility, he's a real leader and he has the best interests of the country. So but that's,
I would agree.
That's my first softball question.
What was the question, though? No.
There was no question. it was such a softball, you could answer any way you want.
Okay. Yeah. Well, he's a very values-oriented leader. But listen, at the end of the day, Bob, he's a war fighter.
That's what he does. sense.
Recognize that. Bush asked him to turn the tide of the war. He did. President Obama asked him to turn the tide of Afghanistan, and he did help to set the conditions there so that we could begin to transition to Afghan lead. And he proved himself, and now he's very close to President Obama. Their relationship has come full bore.
It has come full bore. Initially, was Obama like, well, I don't know if I want to change horses because that would mess with the leadership, and then he came around. I think, yeah. Now, you went to Afghanistan. What did you think going in that turned out not to be what you expected?
I thought it would be more difficult to travel there as a woman, and I'd been to war zones before in uniform, but traveling independently as a journalist in civilian clothes in a hostile environment, I thought it would be more difficult. But I found Afghans very receptive. They wanted to tell their story. I found my brothers and sisters in arms receptive. I was back with my tribe, if you will, and they wanted to tell their story too. So I was surprised that it was so easy, and both the Afghans and the U.S. military facilitated the travel.
In the time you spent with General Petraeus, both in Afghanistan and in the States, how many times did he tell you, look over and say, okay, I think you need to leave the room now? If he's in a high-level talker in Afghanistan, maybe it's leave the tent. But did he tell you to get lost sometimes?
Well, at the beginning, I wasn't invited into the room, so he didn't have to tell me to get lost. But as we approached the final 6 months of his tour there, I gained more and more rapport, and I proved myself trustworthy, I think. And he wanted his story to be told. Frankly, he's a senior leader. He's a bit of a legend. He wanted to preserve his legacy. So here's somebody that's trustworthy. Now, I had to sign non-disclosure agreements. I was briefed by his staff frequently about what I could and couldn't say. But I wasn't there as a loyal, sycophant or anything. There I was there as an objective journalist, and they had to kind of make sure I knew what the boundaries were.
It's a little off topic, but it's a topic that's getting played a lot, especially in election year. But as a female officer, how do you feel about women in combat? Can women do anything a man can do out there on the battlefield?
No doubt about it.
I'm not doubting her one bit. Yeah.
Well, I'm really glad you asked that question. I just wrote an op-ed on the topic, and we recently DOD updated the ground combat exclusion policy, which is a 1994 policy preventing women from serving in front lines in units lower than a brigade level. Now they've opened up 14,000 new positions for women to serve in the front lines, but not serving in infantry or direct combat. But in reality, in counterinsurgency, women are on the front lines. They're taking as much risk and hardship as many of the men in many cases. One example are these cultural support teams. Women that are attached to special operations forces who are going in and doing night raids. So these women they're being inserted via helicopter, or maybe they're hiking in 10 kilometers with a heavy rucksack, and they're on the objective. They may not be assaulting the objective. They are there to cordon women and children, but they also are trained in tactical exploitation and self-defense, because we want them to be successful and to be able to take care of themselves. So I do personally feel that if a woman can meet the same standard as a man, she should be allowed to serve in any combat.
It shouldn't be like easy, like it shouldn't be like golf, where there's women's exercises at West Point and then there's men's exercises.
Ladies shoot from the ladies' tees.
Right.
20 yards closer.
Hey, let's do that push-up
contest. Hold on. What you're saying is there's a lot of men who shouldn't be in combat.
Yeah. Right? No,
yeah, right. Three of them are right here.
Yeah. what do you say? I fully support what you're saying, and I buy every inch of it. What about the argument against women in combat that men are inherently protective of women? It's genetic.
Yeah, there is that argument.
That's the thing, that a guy will...
If we saw someone coming after you, even though it would be stupid, we'd step in front of
him. You know what, Bob? If you saw somebody coming after Spike, you'd step in front of him, too.
That's true.
Your level of camaraderie and patriotism doesn't change because of gender, and we've seen that. I mean,
that's interesting.
It's a way of branding it. Men are going to fight for other men. It's part of why we were talking about post-traumatic stress disorder. If you've been in a wartime environment and fought for your buddy, there's no greater bond that you can possibly have.
All right.
So you think people who make the argument that men would worry more about women in combat don't really understand the mentality of combatants or compatriots?
Right. I think some men, there is that legitimate concern there, but listen, I've seen some very tough women out there who can fend for themselves. They have very clear boundaries. It's all about unit discipline.
What about the other gender argument about gays in the military,
we've seen them integrate, and there hasn't been a problem.
No problem whatsoever. All right. Now, back to General Petraeus. I get the feeling that you can shoot General Petraeus in the morning, and he'll be running 10 miles by the afternoon. He's been shot.
He has been shot. He was shot in the chest when he was a battalion commander, and he was evacuated.
He's tough.
He's a tough guy. The bullet went through his lung, and he was bleeding to death internally. But he was operated on by Bill Frist, who later became Senator Bill Frist. And a couple days later, he wanted to leave the hospital room. He was insistent on getting back, and he's got this will to win, and he's just, you know, sheer determination to get back in the fight. And he pulls his IVs out of his arms. He gets down and does push-ups to show that he's fine.
That's great.
And they let him go, and he tries to go running a few days later, and it breaks the stitches and staples inside his lung pop, and he gets an infection in his lung. But he's just determined, and that's exemplary of his attitude to life. You're not going to hold me back. It doesn't matter if it's a bullet wound. He had cancer, prostate cancer. I ran with him when he had cancer. We ran 6-minute miles.
Well, you ran with him. Actually, he was trying to slow your book down by tiring you out, right?
Right. Six-minute miles.
Did you do a lot of interviews with him, and were they 6-minute miles? Seriously?
We could run 6-minute miles. Generally, when we'd run an interview, and I would bring a recorder, we would run at like a 7:30 pace. But the first time I ran with him, which I write about in the preface of the book, I thought I would test him. So I had graduated first in my class physically at West Point and was on the cross country.
So you thought, I'm younger, I'm fitter.
I'll put him in his place.
And you go out, and what happened?
Well, and he thought, I'm stronger, I'm older, I'll
General Petraeus.
Oh my gosh.
You're both sprinting for a mile.
You can shoot me first and I'll still beat you.
We started at the Pentagon, and we had a pretty decent pace. We were talking and running, and he starts to pick up the pace, and this is a signature move. He does this with a lot of his mentees, and basically it's a passage that anyone who wants to be his aide has to sort of be able to run and keep up with him. But after about 3 or 4 miles, we get down to the Washington Monument, and I notice he is picking up the pace, and my thoughts had been, keep him talking so he can slow down and I can keep up. At some point, I turned off the recorder and we just ran. I think it was the last 2.5 miles, about a 6-minute mile pace.
Wow.
I won.
Paula Broadwell, author of All In, The Education of General David Petraeus. She's going to arm wrestle Jody.
We're not doing that. You guys are ridiculous.
Before in the time.
You arm wrestled Luciana because you knew you could win. Are you not doing it because you don't want a video of you losing?
I arm wrestled Luciana because I had like 6 cocktails also.
Well, you can make that happen.
I bet you could do it.
I'm not going to disrespect our guests in this manner.
Okay, yes.
Let me say, before you, 20% of all the proceeds from the sale of your book, All In, go to help the Wounded Warriors Foundation, which to me is near and dear to my heart cause. I'm very happy you're doing that.
Paula Broadwell, thank you for your service, and thank you for giving us a glimpse into something that we might not otherwise ever see.
Thanks for having me.
Boys, you tell it, it's
real. Yeah. So, who is this person she arm wrestled? I didn't get that.
I don't. I don't know who it was.
Mm. She's quite the athlete for sure, and seems to have that in common with him. I don't know what that. Is that what brought them together? That's Bob Part Rivers on his program speaking to Paula Broadwell. So what did we get out of that that we didn't know? What did we sense
you
from listening?
You can definitely tell that. When she talks about him, there's a sparkle in her voice.
Right, that's what I get too.
Yeah.
It's Len Before the Hour on Good Day.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotic survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-day challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-day challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle, pay only shipping and handling, by visiting www.rnafreemini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Samuel E. Wright from the movie The Little Mermaid, number one at the box office this week in 1989, around the time the Good Day Show was having its first anniversary. As a matter of fact, how many people remember this and don't think about Chicken of the Sea or Charlie Tuna? Any or all of those.
I'm indoctrinated enough into the kids' cartoon movies that I don't think of Chicken of the Sea, Charlie Tuna.
Charlie's not here, but Chuck, nobody calls you Charlie, right? Even though you are Charlie. Your name is Charles.
Well, you want me to give you a brief story on that?
Yes.
So for the last 20 years, just about everybody calls me Chuck. Before that, they did call me Charlie, but when I met my wife was at the end of a bad marriage, and her husband's name was Charlie.
Oh,
so,
perfect.
From there on after, everybody basically just called me Chuck.
That sounds like a wise move on everybody's part.
Yeah,
right.
I'll tell you another quick story. When I met my wife, she said, "I'm married, I can't date you," and I said, "You're about to trade up."
Yeah, beautiful. Good for you. Good for you, Chucker. Good man. I'm impressed with that. I didn't know that story about you.
No, I know 90% of the audience will think that's politically incorrect, but
Well, it sounds like she didn't have to go far. She had a guy that was not treating her pretty well.
Right. Yeah. All right, so Chuck Curry is our movie man, obviously a man about town as well, here to give us a preview of the movies that are coming out this weekend. Before that, though, we have our contest. Another clip from the 100 Greatest Movie Insults of All Time. Your job is to identify the movie that this comes from. We have one clip and one clip only. So you listen carefully. Maybe Richie, if he's feeling generous, will play it a couple of times. Listen carefully. Identify the movie from which it comes, and you get $150 worth of Pure Attitude creams, cleansers, and just great stuff for your face. 800-510-8255. I was about to say, identify the movie from which this comes.
You stuck-up, half-witted, scruffy-looking nerf herder.
800-510-8255. One of the biggest movie insults of all time. This whole reel is great, except most of them you can't hear because the vulgarity is unbelievable. Here's the clip one more time.
I got it.
You stuck-up, half-witted, scruffy-looking nerf herder.
It was a love scene, actually.
Was it? Or did this movie, the rights to this movie just get sold?
Well, but it was a love scene from the first in that series, yes.
Okay, good.
800, you got it, Chucker?
I'm not sure.
Want me to play one more? All right, Chucker.
Yeah, you can get this.
One more time.
You stuck-up, half-witted, scruffy-looking nerf herder.
Well, actually, from the second movie.
Nerf herder is the key.
Right. It's a love scene between the two principals, both of whom have been invited to come back again in the next installment. And so this is the second movie of the six. That should give you a little hint. 800-510-8255. Who is that? And from what movie does that clip come? Chucker has all the info on what's coming out this weekend for you to see in just a moment here on Good Day.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, Chucky, you saw the Twilight movie, right?
I did last night at 10 o'clock. I brought my wife and my daughter. There's no doubt, Doug, this is the most critic-proof franchise that I've ever seen. I mean, the first hour and a half is basically the main character sitting around talking, and the last 25 minutes the movie breaks out into an epic action sequence, which I must admit was pretty exciting. The audience was going nuts, jumping up and down. It's geared to mostly young girls, and I got to say, they'll most likely love this installment. It's on track to do about $150 million this weekend. The other main opening is Steven Spielberg's Lincoln.
Yep. All right. Linda in Elkhart, Texas, what's the name of the movie?
Star Wars.
Which one?
Oh, I went blank.
All right. Here's Bobby in Kingman, Arizona. What's the name of the movie?
The Empire Strikes Back.
Empire Strikes Back. Carrie Fisher talking to Han Solo, or where did it just go? Harrison Ford. All right. You got it. You get the prize.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.